Hey, today's daf is a Vodazara daf Nun Ches. We left off in daf Nun Zayin and Beis. I'm still in the Yayin Nesach Sugis, which we will be in for a while. We left off at Hahu Uvda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines before the end of the page. Hahu Uvda Dahavib Machuza. There was an episode that happened in Machuza. Asa Ovid Kochaviv Ayin Lechanus of Yisrael. A non-Jew came into the store of Yisrael. Amr Lahu Isluchu Chamr Lezvune. So the non-Jew asked the Jewish storekeeper, do you have any wine to sell me? So Amr Lahu Lo. So they said to him, no. Not sure who the Amru. I don't know why it's just not... I don't know who the multiple people are, but I guess all the employees of the store said, no, we don't have any wine to sell to you. Or maybe it's he went to multiple stores and they kept on refusing to sell him wine, and that's why he got frustrated, because all the Jewish stores refused to sell him wine. So Yosef Chamer Bedavlu, the wine was sitting there in a bucket or something. Shadi Beyadeh, so he put his hand, the non-Jew put his hand in the bucket. Shichshich Bein, he moved his hand around a little bit, he upset the wine a little bit. Amaluhu, I love Chamru, he says, what? This isn't wine? This looks like wine to me. So Shakle Hech Beritche. So the Jew got all upset. What are you sticking your hands in my merchandise for? So he grabbed the wine back. Shadi Ladana, and he threw it into a bigger bucket that was full of wine. So now he had all this wine that was touched by the non-Jew, now mixed with all this other wine that wasn't touched by the non-Jew. So Shari Yerava Luzvuni Lavdei Kochavim. Rava said that now you're allowed to sell the wine to Ovdei Kochavim, meaning that it's Asur B'Shtiyah, you're not allowed to drink the wine because it was touched by a non-Jew, but it's mutter behana'a, so you're allowed to go and sell it to Ovdei Kochavim. I'm not 100% clear why he didn't want to sell it to him in the first place, meaning what the problem was with selling it to him in the first place. Now, Tosos on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph says in the name of the Ri that Rava allowed him to sell it to Ovdei Kochavim even the Yayin HaMashukhshach, even the wine that was moved around by the non-Jew, because it's shichshuch is garua, because he wasn't miskaven to be mishachshech l'shem nisuch, meaning all he was doing was to ask, is there wine? He wasn't trying to be mishachshech l'shem nisuch. And once that's nisarev, once that gets mixed in to other wine, so it's nisbatel legamri, it becomes completely batel. The Rush writes that mishum de shichshuch garua hu de lo niskaven leide imu yayin. The Rush also said the same thing, that since it was mutter, because shichshuch over here was a shichshuch garua, it was something that he was only trying to find out what it was, he was not trying to do any sort of nisuch. And the Meiri explains just with a little more detail that this is a siba hanikeres. This is very clear and very obvious that all he was trying to do was to be mevayish the storekeeper, because he wasn't trying to do anything beyond that. He didn't have any sort of kavanos beyond that. Okay, so. Tosfos in Chesam Beis is going to mention that if we see that the das of the Akum is that he's touching the wine of the Yisrael just lahachiso lahafsido, just to get him upset and to try to ruin the wine, then it's motzer afilu b'shtiyah. Then you're even allowed to drink it, because the Rabbanon we're not gozer in such a case. We'll see that Tosfos Hashem very soon. So says the Gemara Vayter. So what happens? So Rava said it's okay. You could sell it to an Ovid Chavim. It's motzer ba'na'a. If the galay Rav Huna bar Chinuv Rav Huna bar Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna bar Chinan and Rav Huna bar Rav Nachman disagreed with that psak of Rava. Nafki shipuri de Rava v'sharu. So Rava's proclamation went out that it was mutter. V'nafki shipuri de Rav Huna bar Chinan of Rav Huna bar Rav Nachman v'asri. And the proclamation went out from the two Rav Hunas that it was asr. So there was this big machlokas now between the Rav Hunas and Rava, where Rava was matir and the Rav Hunas asred. Ikla Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman l'machluza. So Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman went to Machuza. He went on a trip after some time to Machuza. Amr le Rava le Rav Yakim Shame. So Rava, who had argued on Rav Huna, said to Rav Yakim, his Shamish, trok trok gali delo nesinish denitrud. I want you to please lock the door, because I heard Rav Huna's in town and I don't want to be bothered by him. He's gonna annoy me. So keep Rav Huna out. Anyway, Rav Huna came in, meaning even though Rav had instructed the Shamish to lock the door and keep Rav Huna out, Rav Huna managed to get in anyway. By the way, I'm reading the Gemara now according to Rashi. We'll see Tosafot soon. There's two totally different pshatim in how to read this Gemara. So this is the way Rashi understands it, that Rava didn't want to speak to Rav Huna because he was he knew that Rav Huna disagreed with him. He didn't want Rav Huna to bother him. Rav Huna anyway came in, and he asked him this shaila. He says, what do you think about this this situation of Shich Shech Ovid Kochavim B'Yenos Shal Yisrael Shalo B'Kavanas Nisluch, where the Ovid Kochavim was touched the wine of Yisrael without having Kavanah for Nisluch? So what do you think about this? So Amalei Asra Filu Ba'na. So he said, oh, Rava said, oh, you know what I think? I think it's Asra even Ba'na. Wait a second, Rav is the one that said that it was mutter. So he said, it's Asraf Ilbana, says Rashi, Amalei Asraf Bana Shechazabo. He changed his mind. So, Frek the Gemara, Rav Huna asked back to Rava, really? You hold it's Asraf Bana? Meaning you're like me now. V'amaru damar shech shech inos yai nesach. I thought you hold that when you're Meshach Shech, it does not become yai nesach. I thought you hold that it's mutter Bahana'a. Because you were matrim to sell to an Ovid Kochavim. So he answers back, no. Emer da amri ana levar mi demeda hu chamra. Demeda hu chamra mi amri. So he says, no, I never meant that it's all asr, that it's mutar bahana. I meant that what's mutar bahana is other than the wine that he was meshach sheikh. Demeda hu chamra, says Rashi, da bedavla miyam, da hava bedavla, miyam minan modina be de tzarek laholuch dam of liyam amelech, hu demay shara yayin shebechavis, mutter, meaning you sell the entire barrel, and the stuff that he touched, that money, the value of that wine, you have to throw into the Amamelech. But the rest is mutter. Umishum kisufa ka'amar hachi, says Rashi, he really didn't paskin this way. He really held you were allowed to sell the whole thing and enjoy the hanah from the whole thing, and you were allowed to keep all the money, and that you didn't have to send any of the money into the Amamelech. You didn't have to throw any of the money into the Amamelech. But mishum kisufa ka'amar hachi, he was really just saying this because he was in embarrassed. Since he had changed his mind already, he was embarrassed by his original psak, so he didn't want to own up to it. So he said, no, you misunderstood my original psak. So aval iu kuleshari, really, he was matir the entire thing. So it's a very unusual thing, that mishum kisufa, because he was embarrassed, he refused to be honest about what he had originally said. But anyway, that's how Rashi understands the case, that he had really been chozer, and since he had been chozer, he didn't want to admit to what his original psak was, so he made up a story that his original psak was misunderstood, and that really he held it was us the whole time. But in reality, he initially held it was mutter, and he changed his mind. When did he change his mind? So the Gemara didn't tell us that part of the story yet. That part, that's what, one of the things that works out a little bit strangely, according to Rashi, is that the Gemara tells us the end of the story before it tells us the middle of the story. At some point in the middle, he changes his mind, and the Gemara is going to tell us about that. It just saves that for last. Amar Rava, ki asai lupumbadisa. So Rava says, when I went to Pumbadisa, and Rashi points out, Hai Maisa have a mekami hachtik l'Rafuna l'muchuza. This Maisa of Rava going to Pumbadisa was really part two of the story, not part three of the story. This was before what we just read. So part one is where the initial psakim came out, where Rava was matir and the Rafunas were machmir. The Rafunas were asered. And then part two is what we're about to read right now, where Rava goes to Pumbadisa and he's convinced that he's wrong. And then part three is where Rafuna comes to Machuza to visit Rava. And Rava doesn't want to see him, but he sees him anyway, and he lies to him about what his original psak was. So here's part two of the story. Amar Rava ki asai lepumbadisa, when I went to Pumbadisa, Akfa Nachmeni Shmaitzu Masnisa da Asir. So Nachmeni showed me both the Shmaitzu, both teachings of Amorayim, as well as teachings of Tanayim, that showed me that proved to me that it's Asir. Who's Nachmeni? So Rashi points out, Akfa Nachmeni Kifani Abaye Bishmur Shal Amorayim Mushnayis Lachuk Lev Lasar Kol Yein HaChavios. Abaye is Nachmeni, as we've said many times, right? Abaye was adopted by Rabba Bar Nachmeni, because Abaye's parents died when he was very young, so he needed to be adopted. He was taken care of by Rabba Bar Nachmeni, and there's some relationship between the name Abaye and the fact that Rabba's father's name was Nachmeni. Abaye is Milashon Av. Rabba Bar Nachmeni, depending on which Rishonim you go with, was either didn't like to call him Nachmeni because he felt weird about calling him by his father's name, so he called him Abaye as a way of calling him Dad, something like that, where the little daddy or whatever it was, the one who reminds me of my father, but his real name, his genuine real name, was Nachmeni. So that's the way Rashi understands how Abaye's life went. But that's one of the sources for naming after a parent, because you didn't really have that before the times of the Tanaim. You didn't really have so much naming after parents. You had people making up in the times of Tanakh. You had people making up their own names. Very rarely are names repeated in Tanakh, and when they are, it's usually not relatives, not direct relatives. By the Tanaim already, they started naming after relatives. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. There were several generations of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, where they were clearly naming after the grandparents. But anyway, so Abaye was an adopted child, so he was named after his adopted grandfather Nachmeni. But Rava was saying, look, Abaye has convinced me both from Gemaras as well as from Mishnayos that I'm totally wrong, that I made a mistake, and that everything is really Aser. Where did he prove it to him from? So Shmaitza, he proved it to him from a Gemara, Tehu of the Dava ben Arda, because there was a story that happened in Arda of Aser Shmuel, and Shmuel Aser, meaning it was a very similar case where there was Shichshuch Shalom B'Kavanas Nisuch, where a guy had moved around the wine without intending to be Menasechit, B'Tveria of Aser Rabbi Yochanan, and a similar story happened in Tveria, and Rabbi Yochanan Aser, V'Amri Lei Lufi She'en B'nei Torah, and they said because they asked it because they're not B'nei Torah over there. Va'amr li, and he said to me, meaning Rava said, no, you can't prove me from there. Rava initially resisted Abaye's proof, and he said, you can't prove to me from those communities the fact that they were machmir in those communities that it proves that it's actually Asr. No, the reason they were machmir over there is because the people there are not B'nei Torah, and there is such a concept that sometimes when people are not B'nei Torah, you find a lot of places in Shas where the Gemara says, they are not allowed to say certain kulas in front of an Amaretz because you don't know what the Amaretz is going to do with those kulas. You might take that kula and run with it and misapply it in other places. So asula amro b'fnei Amaretz, you don't say certain kulas in front of an Amaretz. So that's how Rava reacted originally. Yeah, the reason why they were machmir in those cases is because the people there aren't b'nei Torah. So va'amr li, but the way Abaye convinced Rava was, he said to him, Tveriyo nada ein b'nei Torah de'machluz b'nei Torah. Your story was in Machuza, and you wanted to be Mekel. What, you think the people of Tveria and Nahardaa are any less B'nai Torah than the people in Machuza? I mean, the people in Machuza aren't any great sheikhs either. Don't think that that it's just because of that. Maybe it's because Tveria and Machuza are in B'nai Torah. But guess what? Maybe it's because Tveria and Nahardaa are in B'nai Torah. But guess what? Machuza is in B'nai Torah either by those standards. And if that's the case, you have to be Machmir and Machuza also. So you should have been Machmir. And he also showed him from Masnisa. What's the Masnisa that he proved him from? Masnisa said the agardamim ovid kochavim shekadach b'menekas vehela. There were agardamim who were non-Jews. What are agardamim? So Rashi explains, Adam hamemuna lishmor hamidos b'mitzvah samelech. The person who's in charge of making sure that all of the measurements in all the stores are viable and are appropriate and are honest. And he's in charge from the king. He's the government official. Shlo yishakrubem, that people shouldn't deceive other people. They shouldn't trick other people. V'toy mayayin, and he tastes the wine. V'nasa siyusur b'neim, and he's like a middleman. So agardamim, that's agardamim. So what's the case? So says Rashi, and says the Gemara, agadam ovid kachavim shekadach b'mei nekes vehela. What does it mean, kadach b'mei nekes? So Rashi again explains, shenakavis magufas achavis b'mei nekes vehela seyayin derech ha-mei nekes v'ukana chalula motzi umala yayin ad piv v'tomo. It's basically, you take a straw, you stick it into the barrel, and he sucked up wine with the straw. That's what he was doing. He wanted to make sure that the wine was good, that it was that it was as advertised, so he put straw into the wine, and he sucked it up through the straw. So he had obviously moved the wine around with the straw and taken wine into his mouth to taste it. Or he took a sip from a cup of wine and then he put the rest of the cup back into the barrel. So zehaya maisa va'asruhu. This was a maisa that happened, that the agardamim did this and they asked it. So my love ba'ana'ah doesn't mean they answered it even ba'ana'ah, and therefore that's a proof to that Rav is incorrect in saying that shichshuch shalo b'kavana is mutar ba'ana'ah. You see over here they answered it and answered it even ba'ana'ah. Says more lo b'shtia. No, maybe they only answered it b'shtia. They didn't answer it ba'ana'ah. If that's the case, listening yimacher kediktani seifa. No, if it was only aser b'shtia, then it shouldn't say aser asruhu. What it should have said is yimacher. Here's what you got to do. Since it's aser b'shtia, you need to sell it. That's the only way out. Why does it have to say such a strong lashon of aser? It makes it sound like there's no alternative. There's nothing you could do about it. Okay, so that's a raya that it was taka aser bana. Charam ovid kolchavim shahoshet yado l'chavis. A charam ovid kolchavim. What is a charam? So Rashi explains. Meshuga bal merivos memar lasos shlo b'kavana. Someone who's very impulsive. Someone who's a little crazy. He's always fighting and he just does things shlo b'kavana. So he had a charam ovid kolchavim shahoshet yado l'chavis. He sticks his hand into a barrel. The kasavar shel shemen he, and he thought the barrel was oil. V'nimtzei shel yayin, and it turns out it was wine. Zeh ma'isa va'amru yimacher. So this maisa happened, and they said that you have to sell it. Now, what do you see from this? So Rashi points out, Yimacher, the whole, the Savar Shal Shemen Haya, Lekal Lemigzer Shemen Eskavin Lenaseich. Now, he thought it was oil, so you can't say that he was having Kavana to be Menaseich. He didn't even know it was wine. He thought it was oil. Avel Kaduch B'menekes, the Adua, the Yayinhu, Cheshin Shem Nisach Lavodz Kavim. But the story of the guy sticking the straw in to the barrel, maybe you could have argued, maybe Rava could have defended himself and said that when he stuck the straw into the barrel, since he knew it was wine, he really was having Kavana Lenasich. But over here, it's checkmate on Rava, meaning over here's a story where you know it's Shich Shuch Shalob Kavana. I know it's Shalob Kavana because the guy didn't even know it was wine. The guy thought it was oil. And still you see that it's a Asru that they said that it was Asr. So Tiyufta to Rava Tiyufta. So that's the ultimate Tiyufta on Rava. I'm sorry, right, Rashi explained that since he thought it was Shemen, there's no reason Rashi's explaining that the two Pesachim fit together. There's no reason to be Gozer that maybe he was Mechavin to be Menasech, but by the Menekes where he knew it was wine, were Choshesh that Shemen he was Nisech Lavos Chavim. And that's the Tiyufta on Rava. Whenever the guy knew it was wine, by definition, it has to be Asr Ba'anah. It's only when he didn't even know that it was wine that it's going to be Mutter. I misspoke before. That's the Kash on Rava. When the guy knew that it was wine, it has to be Asr. Because we're always going to be Choshesh that maybe he had Kavana to be Menasech. So Rava, who wanted to say that you can sell it and get Hana from it, even when the guy knew it was wine, is proven incorrect from these Pesachim. The only time you can sell it and get Hana from it is when the guy doesn't know that it was wine. That's the sugya according to Rashi. You have the strange story with Rava arguing with Rav Huna wanting to visit, Rava not wanting to see him, Rava lying about what his psak was originally, and then the Gemara filling us in on why Rava had changed his mind. Tosfos has, it's somewhat unusual, Tosfos normally asks a kasha or two or three on Rashi. Tosfos over here asks 8 kashas on Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. We're not going to go through all 8, but if you look about 10 lines before the lines get wide, in Tosos, Uchuvus Yesh al Girsa Zu Perusha. Tosos says, I got lots of problems with Rashi's explanation, with Rashi's Girsa. Chada Shayla Lahakhtim Ahuvda by the Besamach Kivin Shal Yadu Chazerbo. First of all, part 2 of the story, normally when you're telling a story, should come before part 3 of the story. It doesn't make any sense that the Gemara only tells us about how Rava was convinced to change his mind after it finishes the story that occurred after Rava had already changed his mind. Doesn't make it, the order of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Va'od, and furthermore, Tvartemu hu sheyoma Rava trok ali shalo yavu Rav Huna acholikal av l'sfakeach imo kiafli shechazbo mikol makom elo l'shmo ma yomar. It says, also strange that Rava would lock Rav Huna out because he didn't want to talk to him. Even though Rava had changed his mind and he figured Rav Huna is just going to rub it in my face and he's going to try to convince me to something I'm already convinced of, still, you know, he probably has some Torah to offer, maybe he has some insight to offer into the case that you could listen. Why would Rava close down the lines of communication? That's not the darka shel Torah to close down lines of communication with other talmidei chachamim. Va'od davle l'nem afilu hachi al legabei kolomer dachak v'nichnas. The Gemara should have said afilu hachi he came in. The Gemara just says, look, he told him lock him out. Next thing we know, al legabei he comes in. Where's the how did he get in there? The Gemara should have at least had some word to tell you that even though Rava tried to keep him out, he managed to get in. Afilu hachti would have been an appropriate phrase to insert in that line of the Gemara. Question number four. Va'od kasha lashan dulo lesu in shiva litradan. What did Rava say? Don't let these people come in to bother me. He only didn't want Rav Huna to come in. It was nothing about people. It was about a person. So why is it lo lesi inshi? It should have been lo lesi hai gavra. Keep that guy out of here. Va'od, and fifth question. Why does Rav have to lie about his original psak? Is it so embarrassing to say that I made a mistake? You have it all over Shas. People say they made a mistake. And that's normal. It's honorable for a person to acknowledge when they made a mistake. So very strange, this whole story according to Rashi. And Tosus adds on three more kashas. We're not going to go through all them. If you look at the first very wide line of Tosus, so Tosus gives his own approach to the Gemara. Lekach pirishri shar yorav luzvuni lov dekhavim afilu liyayin ha-meshukhshach. That when Rava said it's mutter to sell to the Ovid Chavim, he even allowed the yayin ha-meshukhshach itself to be sold to the Ovid Chavim. Mishum deshikhshach karuahu shalom skavim leshachshach lenisuch elu lishalim yeshem yayin. Because that shikshuk that the Ovid Chavim did in the store when he said, hey, what's this? This isn't wine. He wasn't trying to do nisuch. He was just trying to find out what it was. V'kivin sh'nisariv nispatel sham legamri. And since then, it afterwards was nisariv, it totally loses any sort of shame yayinesach whatsoever. So the entire thing is mutter. So then Tosus a couple of lines later says, okay, let me explain to you how this Gemara goes. V'achi garsinan. V'ikla Rav Nachman l'machuza, v'hu rabo shal Rava. Rav Nachman came to Machuza, he was Rava's Rebbe. So apparently not Rav Huna came to Machuza the way we have a Gemara. He changes the gear. So we have Rav Huna bereid Rav Nachman came to Machuza, and that was the person Rava was arguing with. The way Tosus says the gear says Rav Nachman, Rava's Rebbe, came to Machuza, v'halach Rava etzlo lishol mimenu, and Rava went to Rav Nachman to discuss the Shaila, to ask him what he thought. V'armle Rava l'Rava Yakim Shamei, so Rava told Rava Yakim Shamish, since I want to talk to my Rebbe, and I'd like to talk privately and have a serious conversation with him, do me a favor. As soon as I go into Rav Nachman's office, close the door to Rav Nachman's office so nobody else can get in and bother us. Oh, now you understand why it's not why the Lashon is Lelesu Inshi. He wasn't trying to keep one person out. He wasn't trying to keep the other Talmid Chacham out. He was trying to keep everybody else out so he could have a private conversation. And then he went in. Pirish Nichnas Rava. It's not Afilu Hachi al legabei, because that was exactly the plan. Rava went in al legabei lefnei Rav Nachman. And Rava asked his Rebbe Rav Nachman, what do you think about the Shaila that came up? Where I was matir to sell it. He said, look, the wine itself that was moved around by the guy, Rav Nachman said, I hold his aser. He says, but wait a second, you Rebbe taught me that shichshuch in this kind of way does not make yayin nesach. Aval ma'isim shamata kacharesi, and based on all of the stories you told me about your psakim, that's what I paskin based on. So Amalei Rav Nachman told him back, no, ki yami ana levar midme yayin ha-meshuchshach. He said, no, you misunderstood my psakim. When in all the cases that I was matir, it was not including the wine that was actually the money, the value of the wine that was actually moved around by the guy. You think the value of that wine, I was never matir the value of that wine. And then when Rava came to Pumbedisa, and he saw that they asked, and then it goes on to how he was convinced, he was later convinced by Abaye. So the Gemara is actually in the proper order. The Gemara is not going out of order in any way whatsoever. So that's how the Tosos understands the entire Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. Where Abaye then convinced him to go even further, not just to asur the yayin hamashuchshach, but to asur all the yayin, the entire taroves. That's how Tosas understands the Gemara. Now, in order to defend Rashi, at least from a couple of the kashas, the Rashash writes over here, near the Rava l'ratza l'meimer l'hedya sheyitrok b'fnei Rav Huna b'rei Rav Nachman ki kisufu huliskar dalos b'fnei talmidei chachamim. I mean, Rashash says, why does it say that Rava told the Shamish keep the people out of here? If all, according to Rashi, all he was really trying to do is keep Rav Huna out of here. So Rashash says, because that's embarrassing to say. Keep Rav Huna out of here because I don't want to talk to him because I'm afraid that he's going to make me feel bad that he was right and I was wrong. So that's embarrassing to say. So he said it in a way that sounds a little more respectful. He said, keep the people out of here. So what he meant to say is, Yan Shishli Yun B'dvar Alacha, and he thought that Rav Huna comes, he's going to find the door closed, and he's going to say, oh, I guess Rav is not home, and he's going to turn around. Or maybe the Shamash won't open the door for him. But the Shamish didn't understand what Rava wanted, because Rava wasn't very clear about his instructions. He said, lock the door so people don't come in. Oh, but there's a Chashuva Talmud Chacham coming. The Shamish didn't understand that Rava was trying to keep out that Chashuva Talmud Chacham. So, al gabe. That's why it's not an afilu hachi. It's not afilu hachi al gabe, because the Shamish let him in straight. There wasn't any fight to get in. So based on that, Rashi says at least a couple of the kashas that Tosfos asked are answered. Why it doesn't say afilu hachi? Why Rava wanted to why the Lashon is Lanesu Inshi Dinitrid as opposed to that just Rav Huna shouldn't come? Okay, so you answer a couple of the kashas, not all of the kashas. So the Gemara Vayter, we're holding about six lines before the end of the page. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Nehurai, Havu Yasim Kashasu Chamra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza and Rabbi Yossi ben Nehurai were sitting and they were drinking wine. Asahu Gavra, so a certain guy came, Amrlei saw Ashkinan. They saw this guy, they assumed he was a regular Jewish guy, and they said, can you pour us a little more wine? Lebasa derama lekasa, after he poured more wine into their cups, Iglai milsa David Kavmhu. It was a case of mistaken identity. It turned out that he was Novid Kuchavim, he was not a Jew. So Chad Asra Filibana, Vachad Shari Filibashtia. There were two Talmid Chacham drink together, it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Urai. Gemara doesn't tell us who held what, but one of them said it's asur even to get hana'ah from this wine. The other one said, not only is it mutter to get hana'ah, it's even mutter to drink from this wine. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, manda asur shapir asur, manda shari shapir shari. They each have a very valid svara to say what they said, meaning the one who said it's asur is on firm halachic ground, and the one who said it's mutter is on firm halachic ground. Why? Manda asur, the one who said that it's asur, memer amar, he assumes that the Ovid Kochavim, who's pouring the wine, must have been thinking the following. Salka daite drabon ki hani shikhro kashasu, meaning the Ovid Kochavim didn't see what he was pouring. They just said, can you do us a favor, pour us a little more. And he just took a pitcher of whatever it was. He didn't know what it was, and he was pouring. So the Gemara says the one who holds its aser is trying to get into the head of the Ovid Kochavim. What must he have been thinking? And what he must have been thinking was, rabbis of such stature, would they sit around drinking beer? They would never sit around drinking beer. It must be that it's wine. If they're sitting around and drinking, these rabbis are very chashva people. It must be they're drinking a very chashva mashke. So it must be that they're drinking wine. And he went ahead and he poured it. So you see, he knew it was wine when he poured it. And that's why it's going to be Aser, Mandashari, the one that holds that it's mutter. Shapir Shari also is on firm halachic ground. Also, he tries to get into the head of the Ovid Kochavim. What in the world was the Ovid Kochavim thinking? Memara so salka daitach drabban kihani chamra kashasu va'amr leilu didi sa ashkinan. The guy must have been thinking, is it possible that rabbis of this stature are drinking wine and asking me to pour them the wine? I mean, if they were drinking wine, they would never ask me to pour them the wine, because I'm a guy. Elevade shechru de kashasu, must be that they're drinking beer. V'lo nasche, and therefore he didn't have a kavana for nisuch. So that's why they were matir. So frekta gemara, v'kachazi, wait a second, couldn't he just look at what he was pouring? He must have seen what he was doing. So he said, we're belele. No, it was nighttime, so he couldn't see. It was dark. There's no way he was able to tell whether it was wine or whether it was beer. But didn't he smell it? So bechadita, it was new wine, and new wine apparently doesn't have a smell. Rashi writes, yain chadash ein lo reyach. The new wine doesn't have any smell. Vakanaga be benatla, but didn't he touch it with the natla? The natla, Rashi says, is a ladle that you pour the wine with, and instead of since it was from a big barrel, it's difficult to pick up the big barrel and pour it, so they would take a ladle and scoop out the wine. So didn't he touch the wine with the natla? Vavle maga ovid chavim shalo b'kavana v'asra, and therefore, it's an example of maga ovid chavim shalo b'kavana, where a guy touches the wine, shalo b'kavana, and by definition, it's asr. If you recall, we had this whole discussion with the lulav case, with the guy that was climbing the tree, and he was bringing a lulav down from the dekel, and the tip of his lulav touched the wine, and we had a homach locus, Rashi and Tosfos, if you touch al yidei davar acher, is that going to be a problem? So one of the Gemaras that Tosfos quotes in discussing whether it is or is not a problem is this: Hanaga be benatla. The guy didn't actually touch the wine; he was nogeya al yidei davar acher. So depending which way you hold about negeya al yidei davar acher, you might take out the word natla from this Gemara. So I'm Rishonim just remove the word natla from this Gemara that it was nagabe that he touched it. But anyway, well, let's read it the way we have it, that he touched benatla. We're assuming Magovit Chavim Shlob Kavana, even Ali Dei Davaracher apparently, is going to be Aser. So let's Shicha to Kamaruka Ruke, Vavilekocho Shlob Kavana. Now, the case is not that he scooped it out with a ladle, but rather that he poured it over. He tipped over the whole barrel to pour over. He picked up the whole barrel and poured it over. And that way it was Kocho Shlob Kavana, Vakol Kocho Shlob Kavana Logozbe Rabbanan. In any case of Kocho Shlob Kavana, the Rabbanan are not going to be Gozer. That's going to be Mutter. The fact that it's Shlob Kavana would not have helped had he actually touched the wine. But since it was Shalom Kavana, because he figured the rabbis must be drinking beer, and he couldn't tell that it was wine, and it was only Kocho, he was only tipping the barrel over with his Koach, therefore it's going to be Mutter. If you look at Tosos, Vanagabe Benatla, Vavle Mago, Vicham Shlob Kavan Vasar, Tema, Ira Bishub and Levi Savala Kashmuel, the Shari Tinok Ben Yomo. So Frank tells, wait a second. We had a statement of Shmuel previously that if a Tinok Ben Yomo touches wine, again, Tinok Ben Yomo, the key of Tinok Ben Yomo is that it's Shlob Kavana. Tinok Ben Yomo doesn't have the ability to have Kavana. So if he holds like Shmuel that holds Tinok Ben Yomo's mutter, Af Bishti, and you're even allowed to drink wine that was touched by Tinok Ben Yomo, so why is the Gemara asking, oh, if the guy touched it over here, even though it was Shalom B'Kavana, it should still be Aser? What do you mean? If you hold like Shmuel, Tinok Ben Yomo Shalom B'Kavana is totally mutter. V'afil b'yado, even if you touch it directly. Dahale el medami lahu lishna delogaris resha deluliva. If you recall, we did not have the gears of resha deluliva previously in the Gemara, the way Tosos had it, where there wasn't the lulav that touched the wine, it was the guy himself that touched the wine. And the Gemara asks, why? Isn't this the same thing as Tinok Ben Yomo? The Gemara says the guy touching the wine, Shalom B'Kavana, as he's climbing down the tree, is the same thing as Tinok Ben Yomo. So over here also should be the same thing as Tinok Ben Yomo. Vimkein, Micah Parak, Tashalob Kavana, Hava, Shayu Savashu Shikra. So what's the Gemara asking? It should be Asr because he touched it, Shalob Kavana. It's Tinok Ben, if you hold Tinok Ben Yomo's Mutter, then this should be Mutter also. So he says, no. What the Gemara was asking before is that if you're going to say that it's, he says it depends what your starting point is. Yeshom Dil El Kiparchi Le Rav, Mitinok Ben Yomo, Bekolshken Kaparchi. previously when we were asking on Rav from Tinuk Ben Yoma, we were asking with the Kal V'chomer, Mida Aser B'Tinuk De'inu Bar Kavana Klal Kol Shkin She'aser Magagadol. What we were saying over there was, if you're going to hold that a Tinuk is going to be Aser, then for sure by a Gadol Shalom B'Kavana is going to be Aser, because a Gadol Shalom B'Kavana is much stronger than Tinuk Ben Yoma. Shrei Bar Kavana, because he's at least Roy, it's like we call a Roy L'Bilein B'Le Makevis, but he's at least Roy. Since he's Roy, he makes him much stronger. But certainly the Mag of a Gadol is much more chamer than a Tinuk Ben Yomo. So it's what's impossible to hold is you can't hold that a Tinuk Ben Yomo is going to be Usser and that Mag of Gadol is going to be Mutter. But the opposite you certainly can hold. You don't have to make the equation. It's possible that a Mag of Gadol is going to be Usser and Tinuk Ben Yomo is going to be Mutter. That could be possible because Tinuk Ben Yomo is much weaker than Magal Gadol. So previously the Gemara was saying, look, if Yol Tinuk Ben Yomo is going to be Aser, then Kal V'Chomer Magal Gadol's Sholeh B'Kavan has got to be Aser. Over here what we're saying is, you know, maybe Tinuk Ben Yomo is Taka Mutter, but Magal Gadol might be Aser. Magal Gadol Sholeh B'Kavan might be Aser. So that's what's going on in our Gemara. Says the Gemara Vayter, a new Shaila. Bo Minei Rav Asim Rav Yochanan. Yayin Shemaskal Ovid Kav Mahu. What if the wine was diluted by an Ovid Kav? Meaning the wine that they used to drink had to be diluted with 2/3 water. So what if the guy poured the water into the wine to dilute it? Samuel, he says, what a strange lashon you just asked that question with. Whenever we talk about diluting in Shas, we always use the term meziga. What's this mascho? Shemascho v'kavim. So this is ve'ima mazgo. So before he answers the question, he starts criticizing the language that the question was asked. Why are you asking about mazgo? Is the word. He says, look, I'm a Torah Jew. I say things the way it says it in the Torah. And I know that the Chumash uses that lashon. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena afar chashulchan is the way the pasuk says. So it says mascha yena. So he says, yeah, lashon Torah liatzma, lashon chacham liatzmo. You're not supposed to speak in the lashon of the Torah. The lashon of the Torah is one way, manner of speech. The lashon of chachamim is a little bit different. We don't speak the lashon of the Torah. He says, okay, Maya, you know what I'm asking? Can you please tell me the halacha instead of having me try to go about how I'm asking the question? You know, why don't you answer the question? So Amalei, Asr, he says, it's Asr, Mishum Lech Lech Hamr Nazir, Schar Schar Lekamr Lusikrav. It's Asr when a guy is mosing the wine because of a special Harchaka Midrabanan. We make it Asr because similar to telling a Nazir, stay away from a vineyard. That, right, this is one of the exceptions to the Isra of Bal Tosif, that whenever it's, by definition, Schar Schar Lekamr Lusavid, when there's a Gufa Isr that's very recognizable, where we're just making an extra gather, an extra distance between the Isser and the person who might violate the Isser, that's not a violation of Bal Tosif. That's where the Rabbanan makes Xeris all the time. So this is this too. When the Ovid Chavim is Mosek the Yayin, that's Xeris. The Rabbanan's going to be Aser. Rabbi Yirmi Ikla L'Savta Chazal Chamer Demazik Ovid Chavim V'Ishti Yisrael Minei. Rabbi Yirmi went to Savta, he saw that there was wine that an Ovid Chavim was Mosek and a Jew drank from it. V'Aserlu, and he said, you know what? That's really Aser. It's not right. Mishum Lech Lech Chamer Nazir Eschar Eschar where we tell the Nazir, go away, make sure you go around so you don't go anywhere near the vineyard, meaning this is something that would be appropriate to make a Gzeret Rabbanan. Intmar Nami, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ramilam, Rabbasi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Yain Shemosko, Vichav, Masu, Mishum, Lech, Lech, Amr, Nazir, Schoshal, Kamal, Sikrav. Again, the same point that many, many people all said the same idea. Now, Tosas mentions over here, interesting, in Tosas Dibra Maskal, Kasav, Ari, or Zorua, he writes that Bizmana Zel, Ovid Chavim, Sheshich, Shech, Bienu, Shal, Yisrael, Mutzul, Machal, Ovid Chavim. Nowadays, if an Ovid Chavim is Meshach, Shech, the wine of Yisrael, you're allowed to sell it to an Ovid Chavim, because the Ovdik Chavim are not Bekiyim in Shikshuk, the Precious La'el. Avul Beshtia Asr, you're just not allowed to drink it. Vedavka Shlo Neskavin Liga Kedei Lahachas Yisrael Lafsido. But when do I say you're not allowed to drink it if an Ovdik Chavim is Meshach Sheikh? That's only if the Ovdik Chavim isn't doing it purposely just to get you angry. Avul Ichazin on the Daiti, the Ovdik Chavim Shonageh Biyeno Shlo Yisrael Kedei Lahachiso Lafsido, Hau Shari Afil Beshtia. Unbelievable. He says, if the Ovdik Chavim is Meshach Sheikh the wine, just to get you upset and just to try to Asr it for you, then you're even allowed to drink it, because you have to show him, look, you're not successful. Don't keep doing this to other people, because it's not going to work. And at the end, he says, one time there was a bar of Yisrael full of wine, and a guy came and put his hand in it, there happened to have been a Zakin Echad who Rachman al-Sun was killed al Kiddush Hashem eventually. Sounds like there wasn't such great relationships with the non-Jews. V'shamanu shalakach min ayayin b'kli v'shasim menu b'fnei ha'anos. And right in front of the Anos who tried to make a big deal out of ruining it, he took the wine and he drank. Kidei shlo yiragi lasos kein l'Yisrael acher. So that they wouldn't do this to other Jewish people. Okay, Hashem will pick up from there tomorrow.